And then if you know energy K dispersion relationship, you can calculate the density of states. And you can see here this calculation was done by some students, and it was thoroughly done numerically, because I think it's probably just flat up there at the top. So what was done is you take many states, Kx, Ky, Kz, equally spaced in the first Brillouin zone. Since it's simple cubic, the first Brillouin zone is just a cube. For every one of those combinations of Kx, Ky, Kz, you calculate the energy. And then you record all the energies you've calculated, and this is the plot of how often that energy occurs versus the energy that appears. And you get the density of states. Notice it starts here with a square root. So a square root is what we expect in a free electron model for the density of states. And near the k equals zero, near the bottom of the band, it looks like a free electron dispersion relationship. So it's reasonable that you get this square root of energy dependence in this region. And it turns out that at the top of the band, there's also typically a square root. At the tops and the bottoms of bands in three dimensions, there's usually a square root of the energy like this.